And do you know what kind of cheese we can make out of it?
Can make out of clabber? No, I don't.
Do you know any names for a homemade cheese?
No, I don't think of it, no.
I think there used to be a Gerald fellow who lived in Floydsburg who made cheese.
I don't know.
Do you know any other names for cottage cheese?
No, I don't know what to do.
What is baked in a deep dish made of apples with a crust on top?
Baked in a deep dish, or apple pie, or a deep dish. Well, I make apple tapioca in a deep dish, apples and tapioca together. You say a crust on the top. You don't mean a pie, but I don't know what else.
No, it's, you might say apple cobbler or apple.
Oh yeah, cobbler, yeah. Remember cobbler? When I was a kid, we used to have cobbler or something. I've heard that term in years.
What do you call the sweet liquid that's served with pudding?
Call what?
The sweet liquid that you serve with pudding. Sometimes you serve it with pie.
Sweet liquid? With pudding? Well, you mean a sauce of some kind?
Something you might pour over hot.
They don't mean maple syrup, sorghum pancake for pancakes, I don't know.
How do you prepare coffee?
Prepare coffee? Well, I'll tell you how we prepare it. We get the ready mix and just add hot water. We don't use a coffee pot anymore. You percolate, I suppose, is what you mean. Percolating coffee, is that the term you're looking for?
What do you drink when you're thirsty?
When you're thirsty? Well, various things. I mean, water, just to clear thirst. Water, is that what you're getting at?
Yeah. What sort of a vessel would you put in?
A tumbler or glass.
If I asked you, how much water did you drink? You'd say,
one glassful or two glassfuls, that what you mean?
And then you might ask me, why, how much water have you?
Have you drunk? Mm-hmm.
When dinner is on the table and the family is standing around waiting to begin, what do you say?
Let's be seated, or shall we eat?